There are experiences we accept as truth. You sense them, you feel them. There is also imagination. Those things that can only exist in the recesses of the mind. But what about the moments that flash before you? Are you absolutely sure that noise is the leaky faucet you've been meaning to fix? Or is it the footsteps of a stranger approaching? Perhaps it's one or the other, but all the more likely it falls somewhere on the middle of the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we? In a moment, it will be absolute midnight here at the Meredith Overlook, a lover's lane set squarely between the town and the woods. Usually a great place to observe, but tonight it's so foggy you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Welcome back, Ron.
Our hero, Ronald Bork, an onlooker, widower, and the only person in sight, for now.
Sir, say you can't park here tonight. The Overlook is closed.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said the Overlook is closed tonight due to the fog. Ronnie Bork?
Yes.
It's Frank.
Frank?
Frank, from high school, from debate team.
Yes, Frank, I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, the uniform does that, I guess. Man, I thought I was going to be walking up on a couple of kids necking, and here I am with Ronnie Bork. See, what are you doing out here right now? You looking for some hot young girlfriend?
No, this... Nora and I, our first date was here.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I read about that in the papers. A real shame. It just doesn't make sense, you know. I haven't talked to Nora in ages, but I always remember her being so happy. I just can't picture her being that sad.
She wasn't sad, okay? She didn't seem sad. I don't know, really.
Well, I'm sure you don't want to talk about this with me. But I'm really not supposed to let anyone up here tonight.
Yes, the fog. No, I don't ever remember them closing the Overlook when we were kids.
I know, times change. So the city government, man, they're worried about the safety of these kids. They don't want a couple of teens coming in the woods late at night, running around looking for some ghost.
Ghosts? What happened to the Meredith monster?
I guess ghosts are all the rage now or something. I don't get it personally.
So, now it's the Meredith ghost?
I think it's just supposed to be a ghost named Meredith.
I wanted to come up tonight. Take a look and... You know, there's so many... lights in town. They're like lightning bugs through the fog. Overpowering. It's not how I remembered it.
Huh. Look, Ronnie. I'm gonna go ahead and let you stay up here for a little bit, alright?
Really? I don't want you to get in trouble.
Just do me a favor, alright? If you see any kids come around here, you tell them to scram.
I'll do my best.
You'll do fine. Well, it's time for me to get cracking, you know? So, I'm sorry again about Nora. She was a real fine gal.
She was the best I'll ever meet.
I'll let you get looking.
You any better from where you're at? You can't even hear me, can you?
Hello. Are you okay, mister?
I...
I don't mean to bother. I didn't know if you were talking to me or just talking. What?
What?
You look like you've seen a ghost.
Ronald Bourke believes what he sees, and though he can't make out the town ahead or the woods behind, he certainly sees the young girl staring back at him through his driver's side window. Whether she's a ghost or a monster is yet to be determined, but for the moment Ron is sure that the girl is familiar. A truth to be tested on the grayscale.
Hello? Come on, mister!
What? What happened?
I came to check on you in the car, and you passed out, like, all the way out of the car. Must have had your hand on the door handle, kind of tumbled into the ground. I would have caught you, but it was all really fast. I turned you over, though, you know, so you could breathe and all. How are you, by the way? Are you feeling well?
This doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Was my explanation long-winded? Sorry. I've been told I go on and on from time to time. Just get to the point, my father tells me. Should you maybe go to the hospital? I've never seen someone faint without reason before.
Oh, there was reason.
Was it that fog? It sure is thick tonight. But I wasn't aware that was a property of fog, that it could make people faint.
You came over to my car?
Yeah. You asked me if my view was any better.
I was talking to my wife.
Oh. Okay. Is your wife here?
Well...
Not to be nosy. I just didn't see anyone else here. I'm not calling you crazy. It's impolite to insert yourself into someone else's private moment and then accuse them of being crazy just because you don't see his wife anywhere.
She died.
Tonight?
No,
of course she didn't die tonight. And if she had, I'm so sorry. I don't know what gets into me sometimes. People call me Neverending Nora. It's an apt name.
Okay, I get it. I'm not sure why you're doing it, but I get it.
I don't...
You might think that's fine, but where I come from, it's not polite to poke fun at the recently deceased.
I didn't mean to offend...
Neverending Nora? Come on, this is absurd.
That's what they call me.
No, it's what they called my wife. I do have to give you kudos on the whole getup. You look... I don't know how you did it, and quite frankly, it's appalling. But you've got it all down to the... Even the small things.
I truly don't know what I did. Do you want me to leave?
You don't know? You're my wife.
I'm no one's wife.
Not literally. You're dressed like her. Are they selling suicidal spouse costumes at the Party Central now?
That's not very funny.
Look, this picture from my wallet. Nora at 18. You've got it down pat.
Let me see.
Please, be careful with that. I don't have another.
She looks a lot like me.
Spitting image.
No. Not spitting. Was your wife's name Nora?
Okay, I can't stomach this. Leave the old guy alone, huh? I'll leave you to whatever it is you kids do at the Overlook nowadays.
I'm not your wife. I'm not even named Nora. It's just a nickname.
Why would that be your nickname?
Because I'm... never-ending and alliteration, I suppose.
This isn't a gag?
No. I can't imagine doing that to someone. I feel awful just thinking you think that of me.
You look just like her.
I'll admit, that is a bit, scary. But we all drink the same water, you know? I guess genes in town over time can start to repeat, or... Well, there you have it. I'm not your wife.
I know. So, if you're not playing a joke, then what are you doing up here?
I'm with my boyfriend. What?
It's just, I don't see a boyfriend.
I see. Shoe on the other foot thing. I say you don't have a wife, now you say I don't have a boyfriend. It would be funny if it weren't happening to me.
Well, does your boyfriend look like me?
No. He didn't have a mustache.
I didn't have one at your age.
You're not my boyfriend.
Of course not. Where is he, though?
He's in the woods, smoking.
In the woods?
Yeah. He knows the smoke bothers me, so he does it pretty far away. It's kind of sweet when you think about it. He doesn't want my lungs to get full of smoke. Though I can't think the fog is any better. That's a little funny, but I did mean it.
It's not that. I used to do the same thing with Nora.
Is that a joke?
Not a joke, I promise. I won't kid about this if you don't.
I don't want to kid.
Then we're in agreement. This is so strange, though, right?
I don't know. It's not Meredith strange, but it's something.
Meredith strange?
The ghost.
You know, when I was your age, it was a monster, not a ghost. And it wasn't named Meredith. It was the Meredith Monster. A monster from Meredith.
Oh. Well, the narrative changes through the years, I guess. I always assumed the town was named after the ghost.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's just an excuse to go off into the woods and do something besides sit here in cars and neck.
I'm sorry, do what?
Neck.
What is... That sounds awful.
You know, sit in cars and smooch.
Oh.
Weird to hear it from me. I apologize.
You just call it making out.
Yeah, of course.
That way, it sounds less like two people smashing their necks together. It's a violent image, not lovely.
You're very right.
Are you looking for her?
Not for real.
Why not?
Because that's insane.
But you thought I was her.
No, I didn't.
For a moment, I think you did.
Maybe a moment. This is where we had our first kiss. I drove Nora up here. Neither of us had been before. We were too young, honestly. I parked us, but we didn't know what we were doing. I was so nervous, I almost forgot to put the car in park. We would have rolled over the edge. We tried to force this feeling. After a while, we gave up and went into the woods to look for the monster. It was that running around, that looking into the unknown dark head on. That's what did it for us. We reached the meadow in the middle of the trees. And that's where I planted one on her. It was as perfect a memory as I have. I came looking for a bit of that, I guess.
Don't force it.
Yeah.
Smoking in the fog, not an easy task.
I was beginning to worry. You were gone so long.
Holy shit.
What's this guy's problem?
I'm sorry, I don't usually swear. He just looks so much. This can't be real.
If I had known you were being harassed by some loon, I would have come back quicker.
He's not a loon, honey. He's just being funny.
He is?
Yeah.
I don't think I get the joke.
It's an inside joke.
Uh-huh. You ready to go back to the car?
Actually, can we go to the woods?
I was just there.
I know, but you said we would go looking for Meredith.
I did. I thought we would go after being in the car.
We can't see any view tonight. Let's go explore. I have a feeling it will be perfect.
Perfect?
Perfect.
Can't argue with that, I guess. Thanks for keeping her safe, I guess, buddy.
No problem. Enjoy the smoking while you can. She's gonna make you quit real fast.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'll meet you in the woods in just a moment.
Okay. Don't be long.
I'll be fine.
This all... it's nonsense.
Don't look at it like that.
A good nonsense. A great nonsense. This is great.
I should tell you. I don't hardly ever feel... oh boy. I can't see any reason to be sad. I'm not sad. Not ever.
Thank you.
I gotta catch up.
You can't stay longer?
Oh. That wouldn't be right.
No, you're right. Sorry I asked. Go. Catch up with him.
Good night.
Meredith. What kind of a name is that for a ghost? Should be somewhere close.
How is this better than being in a car?
Just trust me. Do you trust me?
I do. All this running around, though?
It's invigorating, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, come on. You don't have to be so nervous around me.
What?
Neither of us have done this before. Let's just admit that. We can stop being so awkward about it.
I don't...
You really like me. And I really like you. And it's just us here.
You're not worried about Meredith?
Nope. In fact, I heard there might be no Meredith at all.
You don't say.
Yeah. Some people think that there's this monster instead, but really... I feel like the likelihood of either of those things being in a small town are really tiny. Why would a mythical anomaly want to be here when it can be anywhere in the world? Don't get me wrong, I like this town and all, but I got a hometown bias.
Come on, guess we're all ready.
Hey.
What?
Yes!
I told you it would be perfect.
It's almost perfect.
Almost?
Lay down.
Why?
Just do it.
But what are you...
I don't want to be awkward about it. I agree. Take off your dress.
That's not what I...
Fine, I'll take it off.
What are you doing? No!
Who's there?
Oh no.
I'll fucking kick your ass!
That's not how it happened!
Hello? He had to leave.
The fog is pretty dangerous to walk through.
Yeah. You're right.
It's not safe.
No.
Will you drive me home? Please.
Whether it's a ghost or a monster is irrelevant. The truth is that there is something in the woods, and the truth is that Ronald Bourke saw it. Now he has to decide which old adage on seeing is believing is the one for him. It's a decision that even the grayscale can't determine. Now it's up to Ronald Bourke to look into his memories and decide which to take and which to leave in the fog.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit arts service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Associate Director Lanny Fu, Podcast Head Honcho Andrew Terrence Caberline, and Associate Podcast Head Honcho Chelsea Rugg. The Effect of Fog at the Overlook was directed by Dylan Amick, written by Andrew Terrence Caberline, and edited by me, Chelsea Rugg. This episode starred Tyler Ward, Lanny Fu, with Dylan Amick and Nate Bedencourt as the voice inside your head. Join us on April 1st for our next episode.
That's Lord Trump's sticker for off, you know, and I'll get my